Hello.
Jay uses his Daily Bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's Big Brother 9! Bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
I love it as well. Sing hosannas. There's been bitching, there's been tears, there's been laughter, there's been arguments, there's been at least two of the housemates going bonkers. Everything's normal in Big Brother land.
I know. We're in that phase where everyone's just being honest about what they think of each other, which is pretty good for us. I'm Gemma Kearney.
I'm Ian Lee, and I'm disappointed you didn't say mega skills as we rehearsed.
I don't know what mega skills mean.
You're too young to understand mega and skills. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. It's sort of like an internet radio show all about Big Brother, which you can also download in the form of a handy podcast by going to iTunes. We're about number 70 in the iTunes chart now.
We're getting up there, aren't we?
We're getting up, so we need you just go and download it, subscribe. Now, last week's evicted housemate, Belinda, is on the show. Hello, Belinda.
Hello, Belinda, oh. Belinda. Hello.
Did
I give you a little song to just welcome us to you?
Give us a song. Go
Ian
on.
And Gemma, good evening to you. That's very flat. That sort of start that off.
It was lovely.
The beginning was good.
I did pear shaped. Yes, I meant it to go straight.
But I enjoyed it. I have my jazz hands.
If you'd like to ask Belinda a question or ask for a request, who knows? You can give us a call on 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. This bit's quite boring.
No, carry on,
I do apologise.
No.
Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more because they're mobiles. You can send your messages into us by they always cost more for mobiles.
Always.
You can send your messages into us by texting the word ears, followed by your comment to 83188. Text the charge at user standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
It's nice to have a bit of music on the show,
that's
Belinda.
That's very good. Sorry. I was very impressed. You did that with speed.
He's really good at that.
I'm good. I've been able to read since I was 18 years old.
Really?
So thank you very much.
Yes. Well, only a few years, you know.
Yeah, it's only a wee while, yes.
Tonight, I'll also be your web-based Santa's Little Helper, stuffing your forum comments down the Big Ears internet chimney and plonking your big up questions on Santa's lap. Top. I'm really funny, aren't I?
I want Santa to spill his sack of Big Brother goodies all over the place.
All right, Ian, calm down.
Sorry.
What have you lot been saying and commenting on at channel4.com/Big Brother? Big question mark.
Big question mark. Oh. Terms page. Continues reading.
Thank you for this running commentary.
Well, there was a gap there. It had to be filled.
I know what could have filled it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Good afternoon to you.
Really? That was me.
Can you harmonise with yourself?
Really? I don't know.
Let's find out.
Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
No. Right. I'm teasing.
Mohammed, Darnell and Bex are up for nomination. Who do you think is going to go on Friday? Is Dale a good head of house? Were Mo and Kat right to jump fence? Let us know what you think.
0871 200 1048. We'll also hear from Big Mouth's Michael McIntyre, Psychic Sally. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with messing around with that kind of voodoo stuff. That worries me a little bit. And of course, we are joined tonight in the studio by last Friday's evicted housemate, Belinda. Mm. Belinda, it's lovely to see you.
Thank you, Ian. Lovely to be here.
You're a lot calmer in real life.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Did you think I'd be frenetic and frantic?
We thought you'd be like a Tasmanian devil. Yeah. But you're turns out you're a normal person.
Thank you very much.
How has it been since coming out of the house?
A roller coaster. Lots of lovely things to do. BBLB, meeting lots of people, lots and lots of people introducing themselves to me. People in the streets saying, Belinda, 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 and running up to me at Paddington Station. I went home last night and literally just sat on my computer quickly and looked at my emails and washed back again.
Did you say you got like 300 emails or something ridiculous?
Yeah, 297. But that's just people wanting to kind of talk to me about doing things on my shows.
Oh, okay. When you're on BBLB, George Lamb, did you meet him?
Yes, I know him. Delightful chap.
Is he the most handsome man in the world?
He's pretty handsome.
He's quite nice.
He's a looker, isn't he?
He's quite nice. He's quite debonair, and he's got definite something about him. Some gravitas.
Too tall. He's too tall.
He is too tall for me, but then everyone's too tall for me.
Really freakishly tall.
So I'm only 5 foot. So
you can't get too tall.
Really? You like them tall?
Tall's good.
That's your thing, is it?
Yeah, I reckon, you know, kind of feel protected.
You've gone a little bit sexy there.
I saw that with a wiggle of a shoulder.
Good work.
Later on in the show, I'll be asking Belinda your big up questions from the website. Sign up now and decide which questions you want to ask the guests on the show. Go to the website and find out more.
But the question is, what's been going on in the house since Friday, Patrick?
Bum bum.
Outro.
Yes.
Wow, that was lucky, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, who's that, Mo? Good stuff.
Whoa.
After a night out, the following morning, is this the sort of thing you do? Jeez, this is actually repulsive.
Put it in the microwave there.
It's actually knocking me sick. What? I don't like anything if you just start off with freezing cold Indian food. It's just like stomach-turning stuff.
Absorption.
You're an English teacher, for God's sake.
So? Doesn't mean I know everything, right?
You don't know anything.
Just teachers do not know everything.
You don't even know how many days there are in a year.
Oh, shut up.
Hello, Dale.
Woo! All right. Yes!
Okay, I'll just be honest. Rebecca's really sexually attracted to me. That's what it is. I'm going to just be honest, Bex.
No, I'm not at all. We're just, honestly, we are just really good friends. And,
It was a slip up.
The old C group. He went, it's just you versus us. I said, I've only been here a day. How's it turned into some gang warfare?
It could be three people, man. Now I'm thinking about it. I don't even want to pretend to know or act like I know. I just wanted to find out. I'm scared.
At least Big Brother got you a nice hat, man.
Is that the first time we've heard Rachel getting a little bit stroppy?
What hat? What hat have done her? Who's got a hat? Is it something about a hat?
He did something about a hat, didn't he?
Head of house hat.
Oh, I see what he did. He actually got a hat, a proper hat.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I see.
But Rachel was getting stroppy with Rex. I've not, obviously you met Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like her. You're not so keen, are you, Belinda?
No, I am. I thought she was very sweet. I just, sometimes she would give me strange looks and say, I'm fine with you, and then sort of glare at me. So I was not, kind of, it felt a little bit odd. That I'm not sure.
Does she really not know how many days there are in a year? Gemma, how many days in the year are there?
364.
Is it? Or is it 365?
365.
It is,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
You love to make me look stupid, don't you?
No, 365.
Maybe young people these days don't know the basics.
But the leap year is 364, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, that's what
I was thinking. No, it's 366.
No.
So leap year is an extra day.
So then she's right.
No, she's wrong. Doubly wrong. She's not right at all. You're wrong on one. The leap year has an extra day in it.
That's
February
right.
the 29th.
Yes.
So it's one more than 365.
Okay, then, okay. Are you sure?
Yes, I am. 365 plus the 29th of February.
Does it really matter about Big Brother?
Yeah, it's a quarter. It's a quarter, yes. Because the sun rotates doodly.
Yes, it's an extra day. It's a
quarter day as every 4 years. I understand.
We've got Kizzy on the line. Hello, Kizzy.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Kizzy.
Hello.
Kizzy, you all right? Have you been enjoying Big Brother this week?
I have been, yes, definitely.
Can I ask you, what the hell is going on with both Mohammed and Darnell? Because they have gone bonkers, haven't they? When Mohammed was in the room, sort of, not threatening Mikey, but being quite intimidating to him. Mikey, I know what's going on. I know what's going on, Mikey. You've been bad-mouthing me. He's been doing all that. That was a bit strange, wasn't it, Kizzy?
Well, I think it gave him a little tiny bit of a personality. I mean, he's a bit boring normally. He doesn't do anything but eat.
What, Mo?
Mo. I think he can be kind of volatile at times, but on the whole, he tends to sort of stick to himself. And
Belinda, what did you make of Mohammed when you were in the house?
I like Mo. It was funny because we're both born in Africa, so we then would just say Jumbo Sana to each other, which is hello friend.
Oh.
So I know.
Jumbo Sana?
Yeah, which means Swahili.
Oh, okay.
That's Jumbo Sana. And, you know, odd little words like Maji, which is water, and Kalikisu, which is sharp knife. So we had a kind of connection.
Sharp knife?
It's Kalikisu.
Kalikisu.
It is.
Oh, Kalikisu.
Yeah, that's right. Good, isn't it?
Yeah,
or Beck.
So, yeah, absolutely. So I like Mo. He kind of just bumbled around quite sweetly and just ate quite a lot, but I had lots of lovely chats with him. He's a fantastic graphic designer. Mm. Do you know that? And he's a toy demonstrator for Hamleys, and he does Blitzer, you know those Splitzer puffy pens?
I don't know Splitzer puffy pens.
Well,
no.
I think they're called. Anyway, they puff colour, and that's what he demonstrates in Hamleys.
Kizzy.
Did you know?
No, I did not know that. Nobody knows. I'm going to get one for you next weekend. Please do.
He's a fascinating
Kizzy, did
chap.
You not think it was exciting when he was almost having a punch-up with Dale, and he was doing that weird winking, come over. He's doing that. Did you not think that was good?
Yeah, I do think that he sometimes shows some character, and I mean, I thought it was quite cool the way he jumped over the fence and grabbed a bunch of bananas and ate them and was quite prepared to sort of do something.
But then cried.
Yeah, and well, I thought he was kind of, he encouraged Kat to do that as well, which was kind of good as well, because I think she's kind of, since she's come off that whole cookie thing,
yeah.
You know, she's been quite quiet, mm-hmm. apart from the odd comment here and there and hanging
Belinda,
around with Rachel.
You said an interesting thing about Kat. Would you like to say it on the air?
Yeah, I will. What do you want?
The thing about her actually perhaps understanding English a little better than we're all led to believe.
I was actually talking to her and would say something like, you know, that's the antithesis of something, which is a word that perhaps you wouldn't normally have in one's everyday normal English. I don't know. I mean, I use it. And she said, oh, yes, I quite agree. It's kind of the opposite.
Mm.
Now, I was quite surprised that she would know that. So there are some words that she obviously does know.
Antithesis is an odd word to know, considering some of the words she's learned. What she learned?
Hilarious.
And bubbly muffin. I like bubbly muffin. I said she's Japan. Yeah. Bubbly muffin. Do you not think bubbly muffins are fantastic?
I've not seen her bubbly muffin, no.
It's a blueberry muffin. We were all getting her to say blueberry muffin. She can't say it. So she says bubbly muffin.
Bubbly muffin.
Bubbly muffin. So Rex and I said she should patent it, make a bubbly muffin and put it out
to the
world.
She would make a fortune.
What? Can you imagine?
Kizzy, what do you make of what's been happening in the rest of the week? What's caught your attention?
Well, I think things that have caught my attention have been Bex. Definitely Bex and Luke. Mm-hmm. I think that Bex is getting kind of more and more over the top. I think this whole thing with getting smoochy with Luke is a bit of a game plan in a way, because I don't think that she really does fancy him. I think that there's a bit of something there, but I think that more times it comes up to nominations and that, you'll find that she and Luke tend to do more things.
I wish she'd stop getting her knockers out. Oh, yesterday I turned off at the end of yesterday's show when she was walking around with her boobs out. I thought, oh, I don't want to see that. She's a hugely vulnerable young lady.
I mean, that's what comes across for me when I actually sit down and talk to her. She desperately wants to be noticed.
Well, yeah, well, she's doing it the right way for that. Kizzy, do you remember in the old days when Darnell used to fancy her?
Yes, I do.
What happened there? That was a match made in heaven, wasn't it?
Darnell, before you went in,
Darnell and Bex got really, really drunk, and Darnell said, I wish you weren't so drunk, Bex. There's some stuff I want to say to you.
Wow.
Oh, you can say it now. You're the kind of girl I'd like to take and meet my homies in the Bronx.
Yeah. It was quite sweet as well.
And they were like walking around. It was
the night of the spitting.
It was the spitting night, wasn't it?
I didn't see it.
Spitgate.
I was very honourable and didn't watch it.
Well done. Did you not watch it at all before you went in?
I only watched the first night when everyone went in.
Yeah.
And then when I was rung up and they said, you basically got 18 hours to get here, I went online and just familiarised myself with the names, but I didn't watch it.
Was it literally 18 hours before?
Yeah.
How long before actually going into the house did you get the phone call? How much preparation time did you
18
have?
18 hours.
18 hours. Wow.
We're butting in to Kizzy.
Sorry, go on.
Sorry. She's been trying to talk.
Sorry, honey. What were you about to say before these two started blubbering away?
Well, I was going to say that I think that Darnell really did kind of like Becca, but I think he was put off a lot by her attitude towards what happened with Spitgate.
Yeah.
And I think that she did not appreciate at all the fact that he got involved in that and was kind of anti the luxury bedroom crew at the time,
mm-hmm.
with that, and that turned against him. She became quite nasty towards him, and he saw the other side of things. So I think that Darnell's quite shrewd in many ways.
Yeah.
He's not sort of slow about coming forward, even if it's against people that he likes, which is one of the things that I like.
Kizzy, very quickly before we move on, we've got Mo, Darnell, and Bex up for eviction. Who do you think is going to go this week?
I think it will be Bex.
Do you really think it will be Bex?
I think it will be Bex, yeah, because of the forum and the crowd sort of hatred towards Bex.
Yeah.
I don't think people have forgiven her much for what happened in Spitgate. And I think that her childish over-the-top behaviour, even though it's really good fun to watch, I think that people don't like it. I want Mo to go. actually.
I think Mo's going to go.
I think Mo will go.
I think Mo's going
to
go.
But I would I'd like him and Darnell to stay.
Yeah.
I think, just because, I tell you why, because Bex, it will be, the programme will be slightly duller, but she, you know, she's been a naughty lady, and I think they both seem like nice fellas.
Well, it'd be interesting. I think it would free Luke up.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. It would free Luke up, and it'd be interesting to see
maybe Luke
what
and Lisa.
Sort of personality he would have. Bex wasn't there for him to bounce off.
Hey, Kizzy, listen, we've got to move on. Thank you very much for that. Take care.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
There
Kizzy.
We go. Okay, we've got... Belinda, have you been watching Big Brother since you came out, or have you just gone, that's enough, thanks very much,
bits
bye-bye.
Bits and bobs.
Why did you go for it? Because you don't strike me...
Don't I?
...as the type at all that will go up for that nonsense. Why did you do it?
Well, maybe that's because. Yeah. Because I think everyone's very disparaging about Big Brother, and all the people that I know would say, Belinda, why on earth are you going for that sort of thing? I run cabaret events where I'm a voice for the voiceless, and all sorts of different performers and artists come on stage and talk to me about their kind of contextualising their work. And I thought, I wonder how honourable I am. Am I a voice for the voiceless? Can I go into Big Brother House and do what I do? Mm. And I think I was. I think I did. You know, so I just thought it was one of those things in life that you should do. It's an iconic national treasure, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know people go, oh, Big Brother. But I do think it's... And I'm so pleased I've gone. I felt very honoured and a guest of Big Brother's House. Thank you so much for having me.
If you'd been in there now, who would you have nominated? The
now,
two people, yeah.
Probably Darnell and Maysoon.
Why?
Because I think that she's...
Boring?
That's not a good enough reason, is it? I think that I was quite surprised that I didn't watch what was going on in the outside world. And I think that from what people were saying to me, other friends and relatives, that Kat was really quite popular at that time. And she went straight into the house and seemed to stick to Kat. Mm. And I felt, goodness, I couldn't say anything, but it felt almost like a little game plan. Mm. You know, why is she being so sweet?
Right.
And I want to see there must be more to her than this. There must be. Mm. Otherwise, why would they have put her in? So that's my Maysoon.
Are you kind of happy that you just had a short stint?
Short and sweet. I mean, yes, after my wonderful bike challenge, which they did actually see. Did you see on BBLB, they actually taught me how to ride a bike. I had a lesson with someone for an hour and 20
really?
Minutes. They got someone, an ex-professional bike person.
That's good.
And taught me how to ride a bike. So I can ride a bike now.
I bought a bike the other week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
We've got the super supporter of Mo. It's Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hello, sexy.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Please, not on the air. I beg of you.
Why did you instantly think that was for you?
Yeah.
Well, who else would it have been to? Not you two. It's me. Come on,
Peter. You want to take it to me,
Peter? Oh. Who are you calling sexy?
Ian, of course.
Oh. There you go. Now, Peter, you are Mohammed's super supporter, which means you can only say good things about Mohammed. Do you think you deserve to be nominated tonight?
Of course not. He never deserved to be nominated. It always goes back to the whole food issue. It's a weak reason.
Nothing to do with the fact that he's getting a little bit nasty.
Did he steal the custard creams? Everyone thought that I knew because I made a huge faux pas and said something about custard creams. And they got really paranoid.
It was, who did steal the custard creams? Was it Sylvia? No, that was a long time ago. That was in the old days.
She did steal some custard creams back in the day.
I don't know who stole them this time around.
No, me neither. Peter, do you know?
Super fan?
No, I don't know.
Well, if you know, text us.
0871 200 1048. Who did steal those custard creams? God damn it! We'll find out for you, Belinda. We will find out.
So, Peter, what do you think are Mohammed's strong points?
His hair.
Yeah, I agree.
His love of food.
Best hair in the house.
I've got a similar barnet. He what? Say that again.
His touching friendships with like Rex and Kat.
Yeah.
That's about it. But he's not going to get evicted this week because he's not hated enough by the public. People are fed up with Bex getting her breasts out. I mean, if I want to see breasts, I can look at my girlfriends.
Oh, right.
Fair enough.
Well, I suppose that is very true.
John McCurick had the option of looking at his wife's breasts, but he would have... He did admit that he much preferred looking at Bex's.
Put them away.
I'm sick of them.
Peter, what can Mohammed do to save himself?
Steal more bananas.
Yeah.
Be more entertaining.
Yeah. Be a bit more entertaining, Peter. I think you're right there. Be a little bit more entertaining is perhaps what... A lot of people have said that Mo's been quite dull. I think there's something bubbling up inside him. He is going to go mental at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Oh. I feel like I'm going a bit mental. watching it at this point. I feel a bit hysterical as
well.
Is
that that midterm fever?
He's put on weight, hasn't he? Yeah, and people are saying, they were saying, goodness, in the 7 weeks that he's been in, he's definitely...
He's just been scoffing, though.
Dale has said this week, I think it was today, although it wasn't in tonight's show, but they showed it on A Little Brother, that in 3 weeks he's going to walk.
Really?
Yeah, he said in 3 weeks he's going to walk. Honestly, because he's not been in the gym. This was the thing, he was in the luxury bedroom, he's talking to Bex and two other people, I can't remember who. No, I'm not lying.
I'm not saying you. I think Dale was lying.
No, and he says, right. I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna walk in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I'm walking out in that voice.
Just because he hasn't been to the gym.
Yeah, I don't believe
he's very, very worried. Very worried about being in the last five. Four.
Yeah.
Because he said this numerous times to me. He's worried about being in the last four and then just being the fourth. And no one really remembering him for anything at all. And just literally pootling off into the sunset. That's what, you know... But those are not his words, those are my words.
No one is going to remember him, is it? Because he's not... I mean, he's an all right looking fella. He's not stunning. He's all right looking. He's an all right body. Mm. You know, both looks and body, nothing compared to Stuart, I would say.
Right. Is that right, Ian?
No, I would say. Stuart's got amazing eyes. You can't deny that. And he's a little bit dull and he's not the brightest of the bunch, is he?
So, well, he's quite good. He talked to me all about Schrodinger's cat. Do you know Schrodinger's cat?
Is there a cat in the box or not?
Yes, you see. And he all talked to me about rats because he's done, was it psychology? Psychology A level. Right. Very interesting. It's brighter than you think.
Schrodinger's box, you should read about it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, okay.
If you put a cat in a box and close the lid, is the cat in there or not? Or something like that. I may be wrong.
Yes, and you can't open the box, so would you know?
Yeah.
Because it could just have disappeared, is it dead?
Yeah.
The cat's going to die, obviously.
Oh, you don't know that until you
don't know
box.
That. You don't know what's happening.
Do you not think that's promoting cruelty to animals?
No, I'm not. It's a conceptual
not
idea.
As much as Pavlov did. Oh, what he did to those poor dogs.
I know.
Oh, make them salivate by ringing a bell. No, thank you. No.
Well, it was Pascal, wasn't
right,
it?
Have we got Pavlov? Steph on the phone yet? Yeah?
Somebody.
Oh, I'm bringing it all back to me. Steph is Darnell's super supporter. Hello, Steph.
Hello.
Hi, Steph. You all right there, Steph?
Hi. I'm just really not shocked that Darnell's up for eviction, because obviously everyone cares about the food, the mouse in the house, and obviously he did mess up.
He messed up badly.
But very hard. I have to say, to be head of house is incredibly hard.
Very hard.
And he can't see very well, and it's very, very quick. He's got an hour to...
Come on. Tuna and eggs, that's about it.
Pizzas and chicken.
Yeah, come on. Could you imagine if Rebecca had done it? Come on.
Fair enough, actually.
To be from the West Midlands.
Yeah.
With her being from Coventry, it's just ridiculous.
You think she's letting you down?
Yes, badly. She needs to respect herself and stop showing her boobs off all the time.
I think she's a vulnerable soul.
If she's going to get out in the outside world...
Do you know what, though?
People are going to just take her for a ride.
It's
true. Hopefully Luke will. I think that's what he's banking on.
Anyway, time to super support Darnell, Steph. Why do you reckon Darnell's up for nomination?
Mainly to do with the shopping budget. But I don't think he'll go.
Right.
I think a lot of people do like him because of his opinions, and he's very open.
I think Darnell's one of the housemates that's gone like sort of up and down in popularity throughout the show, because he has got some good parts about him. And then
I was surprised when he paused so long about the bacon sandwiches.
Right,
he could have just said to Hal, "Hey guys, we've
had
a lot."
And then he let himself down again.
He just sat there and went, "Oh well, I suppose."
He did. He went a bit. I think he went a bit power hungry as head of house. Do you think that's going to affect his chances of leaving?
Yeah, I don't think he will leave. I can't believe Rex isn't up for nomination, but...
Yeah.
Everyone loves Rex now, don't they? And I would read it as that the people in the house, they hate Rex. They want him booted out. He survived two evictions, I think.
So they're being nice to him.
So they're being nice to him because they see that
we suck up to him. We're in there.
Attracted to the outside. Steph, listen, thank you very much for that. We've got to move on. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. More calls after this.
Big Brother. Sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Tonight we're joined in the house by the newest evictee. You having a little drink there?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Do you want some water,
Blender? I'm fine, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Come on, let's cheers.
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 Tonight we're joined by...
That all over the mixing desk.
The Big Brother latest evictee. It's Belinda, 0871 200 1048 if you want to call up and chat.
Ba ba do ba 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 ba.
That perfectly leads me on. Belinda was probably best known for saying her name three times.
Yes,
her outstanding amazing snoring abilities and her inspirational jazz singing.
How was Belinda snores?
Before she dishes the dirt on her former housemates a bit more, here are some of Belinda's most memorable bits from the Big Brother house.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Belinda!
I'm Belinda, Belinda, Belinda.
I'd like to thank you for introducing to the house the new alarm call. It's very original. If I didn't know better, I think it was someone snoring. The most loudest snorer I have ever heard. Belinda, Belinda, Belinda. It makes Mikey and I look like minnows in the sea. We're nothing compared to Belinda.
Do you take anything if you're snoring at home, Belinda?
No, I don't.
It's just strange the way you've come in and gone bang, bang, bang. You want to know everyone's life story. Everything's three times. You're very intense as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people have said to me that they feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Some people don't like free jazz, you know. Free form, you know, kind of contemporary jazz. What was that?
Good afternoon to you. I'm singing here for you.
Yeah, and you said you'd put me in, you wouldn't put me in the luxury bedroom.
Not for personal preference.
And Darnell doesn't put me in the luxury bedroom. And Dale would have got rid of me. And to hear, because of the snoring, there's always I would have been in here.
Come on, really good.
One.
Right, that's it, you're done.
You've done it, that's a massive achievement.
It's amazing. Everyone give her a clap.
Oh, God.
She's never cycled.
Oh, that is so hard. My bottom is raw.
I can now reveal that the fifth person to be evicted from the Big Brother house is Belinda.
Good. Positive.
It's now time for you to say your goodbyes. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, there's us taking notes. So that was Belinda while she's in the Big Brother house. She's with us now. Belinda.
Hi.
It's good to have you here.
Hello.
We have got a on the Channel 4 forum, Licky's mum says, please ask Belinda not to sing because I listen via headphones. So just...
Okay, can I do a look?
Go.
Who is this? Is this
Licky's mum?
Licky's mum, hello, are you having fun? This is very quiet for you.
You've got a great voice.
Thank you very much. When I sing properly, I do. Yes, I do.
I don't like jazz. I don't. Really? As you said in there, I don't like jazz and reggae. Are the two things I don't get.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
You won't be coming. You won't be having fun at my parties then.
I'm not coming to your parties.
Touché.
You worked in the house very long. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it?
Brilliant.
What was it like?
Brilliant experience. First week, I think I was getting to know everyone and just chatting masses to everyone to find out what they do and what they think and where they're going in their lives. Second week, kind of got into the tasks, getting to know people more. And if I probably had been how I was in the second week in the first week, Dale wouldn't have nominated me, I'm sure of it. Neither would have Stuart. So there you go. But there, hey ho, that's the nature of the beast.
But it's a game though, isn't it? That's the whole thing. I hate this thing when people go in the room and go, oh, I don't know who to nominate.
I nominated two people.
Well, you have to. Then when people get up for eviction, they take it all so personally. And obviously there are some people that do hate each other because people in a confined space
just for people.
But you know, people have to get nominated, so they're always, someone's backstabbing me. It's a game.
You have to choose somebody, and sometimes it can be a simple little thing like someone's taken your tea bag.
Yeah.
Or stolen your custard creams, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next day you're cuddling them.
Yeah.
What was your best moment in the house, do you think?
Best moment in the house? Well, on my physical kind of challenge of being on that bike, which was extraordinary, which was great.
I'm going to say this, and we could, whatever. You said that people came and saw you after that. Medical people came and saw you after
that.
They did,
because 6 years ago I was in a wheelchair. because I had a vestibular problem. I had a balance problem, and one of my tubes in my inner ear had died, so they had to teach me how to re-walk again.
Wow.
So what happened when I was perfectly fine. It's all better and sorted, mm-hmm. and it doesn't come back. But obviously my body was pushed to a place of complete stress level. So they were
particularly your vulva, I believe.
Well, not so. Yes, I mean that was a little sore, but it was more that my heart was pounding. I thought, you know, something was going to explode in me. Yes. So they called a medical guy in to see me and said, "We think think you perhaps have some kind of problem in your ear again, whether it's to do with the stress problem or whether we've got an infection in there." And said, "Do you want to start taking some drugs that we are going to prescribe for you?" And I was reluctant at first, but in the end, I did, because I was holding onto the furniture. I don't know if anyone saw that.
How weird is it when that must be so weird when someone
completely fresh just comes in, you know, even if it's for medical reasons.
It was weird because
it's quite strange.
Well, also it's confidential because you take your microphone off for the first time and the cameras are closed down, so it is a confidential kind of consultation. Mm-hmm. So you can really say anything to them. But it was all just, "My God, are you
get
all right?"
Get me out of here.
No,
please.
No, no. It was more, "Am I all right? Am I going to die?" Yeah. More.
Wow.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know, you know, am I about to explode because I'm unfit and fat and therefore pushed myself somewhere where I shouldn't. And he said, "My blood pressure was fine and my pulse was fine."
And you look fine to me right now.
Thank you.
You look great.
You look fine
and healthy.
To me, Belinda, I tell you.
Thank
that.
You very much.
How difficult is it to integrate in the house? You went in week four, was it week four, five, something like that?
Six, I think.
Week six, was it really? Are we that far down the line? I don't know where we are.
Are we at week seven now?
I got no idea.
Okay,
where we are.
Okay,
I've lost track.
Okay,
but fine. You went in when everyone had set up their little teams, their little camps.
Sure.
How strange is that?
Good. It was nice to go, and I'm so pleased that I went in halfway because, in a way, everyone got to know each other. So it was quite. I kind of had everybody. Mm. Do you know in that sense that I could have time, like 20 minutes or half an hour, and people give me their time. Of course, if you go in the beginning, everybody wants to talk to everybody. So I was quite. I mean, I don't know what's happening to Sarah and Maysoon, whether they have felt that, because obviously they have.
Well, Sarah's gone mental, getting flirting with all the boys, and Maysoon's not really done very much. That seems to be.
It's true, but it's interesting. The people who are not doing very much, I wonder if they stay till the end. What do you think? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, you don't. You think that people see?
I think it's kind of an easy get-out plan, you know, to nominate them and for them also to be.
Did Maysoon get any nominations at all this week? No, I don't think she got any. Did she? No, not one. Not one.
She's not upsetting anybody.
And neither Sarah.
Yeah, seriously, that seems to be working.
What seems to be working? Doing
just, nothing, yeah.
Well, no, Sarah's all right. Sarah's been quite. She goes, "Baby!" Like that. No, that loud.
If you're going to do that, put your hand up and give us a warning. For goodness sake.
Licky's mum's going to be going wild right now.
That's what. People say I'm loud. That's what she does all the time to Darnell to try and get.
She is quite in your face, isn't she?
She goes,
but it was really nice and refreshing when you all came in. I think it was real time for a fresh injection of people because it was just getting, you know, kind of quite sad and quite aggressive
was
ever
it?
Since. Yeah, I felt like it was. It's, you know, after Spitgate, it never quite recovered. It was time for
was
people
horrible.
To go in. And I think it was nice that you came in with your energy and voice and big skirt.
I did my big skirt. Was my wedding skirt. My wedding skirt.
Was it? Mario had a bit of a go at you in the bedroom.
It's funny, but I didn't. Lots of people are saying that. I've actually invited them to stay with me, Lisa and Mario, in Devon.
I love them.
They were fine. I mean, you know, I'm sure
Ian would love to come as well.
Yes, you do. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
Do you like hospital food? Hey?
Yeah. See, that's the dark side of Mario.
I just want to be happy.
Oh, hang on.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's Mario.
Do you like hospital food? Hey?
So he's got a dark side to him.
Gosh.
Yeah, he's an aggressive fella.
It's only because Ian was really cracking on, well, not obviously not in real life, but has been going on throughout the Big Ears series.
Oh, really?
How much he's obsessed with Lisa.
No, I'm not obsessed, but I think Lisa is the most stunning woman in the house by a country mile. I think I think she's fantastic.
I really liked her. She was very.
You two got on really well, didn't you?
Yeah. We had lots of giggles
together.
That
was a nice little friendship.
And as I said, I think I said in my Davina interview that she was one of the most kind of fake people.
Yeah.
In the sense that she looks with her kind of, you know, 3,000 pound breasts, which Mario actually sold his Rolex to pay for.
Yes. What a gentleman.
And she's tattooed. She's actually got eyeliner tattooed.
And Botox. Mario told her she's got Botox.
But this is all her eyeliner.
Is it really?
It's tattooed. She's the most painful thing. It'll last about three years. But this is.
Wow.
And so when she wipes all her makeup off, she's still got makeup
she's
on because it's tattooed.
She's always in bed putting her makeup on.
I take it off.
Oh, I love it.
I know. She's very sweet. And she's a real Amazon warrior. I mean, she is.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, I think she's striking.
Like,
I think she's
you know, Wonder Woman personified.
Yeah, there's no irony in it at all. I think she's a stunning looking.
So you're going to hang out then?
Well, it'd be interesting, won't it? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And Ian will be there as well.
Yeah, hanging out with Lisa.
Making the teas.
But you didn't think he was having a go at you?
Not at all. Okay. No. Lots of people say, shut up, Belinda, you're talking rubbish. Often in my life.
Really?
Yes.
We've got Joe on the line. Joe is your super supporter. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
How are you? You're right?
I'm really well, thank you.
You're a little bit quiet, so speak up as best you can.
Okay.
Do you think that Belinda deserved to be booted out?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're so sweet. Mwah, thank you.
No, I think there's worse people in there than Belinda, you know, like to annoy you and stuff.
Mm.
I don't think... Apart from your snoring, Belinda.
Sorted it out, Joe? Did you know that?
In fact, actually, it did suddenly stop. How did you sort it out?
It was cat tiger balm on my nose every night on massive quantities, which she gave me over the fence. So sorted. And copious amounts of pillows. Sleeping on my left-hand side stopped.
And this has cured the problem that you've had for years?
Yeah, well, it's fine. Everyone slept peacefully.
Fantastic.
So, Joe, thank you so much.
I did think that the Bex was bang out of order, though. Waking you up because you were snoring. She kept coming over.
Oh, no, I told her to.
Belinda, stop
because,
it.
Because if you just go like that and just shake me, then
it gets worse.
She wasn't doing that. She was making a big song and dance about it and waking everyone else up. People getting woken up by Bex.
She is the original drama queen. Yeah. Any opportunity.
Maybe she was doing that to sort of show everybody, like, look, Belinda's snoring again.
Yeah.
So it'd go against you. You know what I mean?
Joe, how do you think the house has changed now that Belinda's been booted out?
Well, there's no singing, is there?
Oh, Joe, burst into song.
No.
Come on, Joe, give us scat all over the place.
We could do a little doo-wop number together.
No, I'm fine.
And that's what jazz, proper jazz, sounds like in my head when I hear it.
Really?
That's it. Yeah. Okay. I just don't get it at all.
Joe, would you pay money to hear Belinda sing?
Would I?
Yeah.
You've got a quick response there, really. Like, yes.
Of course I would.
Oh, you sweet woman.
Joe, very quickly, now that Belinda's gone, who do you think is going to win Big Brother this year?
I think Luke will. I don't want him to, but I think Luke will.
What are your reasons?
I think Luke will win because I don't think any of the housemates will nominate him.
Oh, right.
But at some point towards the end, I haven't seen Big Brother for years, as I keep saying, but there's three of them in the house at the end and we vote for who we want to win? Is that how it works?
Yeah, but then people will sort of come round to him by then.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not sure they will, Joe, but I think that if he were up for nomination, which won't happen, but up for eviction, he would get booted out straight away. I don't think people like him. They see him.
He'll definitely be in the final three, without a doubt.
Gosh, really?
I think he might be in the final three, but he won't win it.
But I want Mohammed to win.
Do you really?
Wow, that's a first.
Gosh, that's interesting. Mm. Reasons?
Why? I think he's sweet. I think he's really sweet, and I think he's handled himself with dignity in there when he's been picked on and moaned about.
He has been victimised.
I think so, and he deserves to win.
All right, listen, Joe, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Take
bye
care.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye,
Belinda.
Bye. 0871.
Good night to you.
200.
Good
10,
night
48.
To you.
Sweet Lord
Sleep
Jesus.
Tight.
Is the telephone number.
Oh, we
have a phone call. It's Mark in Birmingham.
I'm so impressed.
Come on, baby, Belinda, give it to me, baby.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, what's your name, sweet?
It's Mark.
Mark! Mark, you are a spark, like a shark in the dark. Ian is holding his head.
Oh, God.
Very, very, yes.
It hurts.
Mark in the dark, in the shark. Yes, there you go.
I was enjoying that.
I said I was in the dark, I'm in the light, I'm only in the dark when I'm with you.
Oh, all right, Mark.
That was very nice.
Don't make it so mucky, Mark. Mark, why have you called in, my friend? What can I do for you?
I love and adore Big Brother 9. I think it's the best series ever. I want to ask Belinda.
Yeah, go.
Who is being fake in heaven? Who is the fakest housemate? Because Dale went into the diary room tonight to collect some curries and alcohol, and he was just so fake.
Do you think so? The thing is, I think everybody, Mark, is incredibly paranoid, and what you're probably seeing is personality traits magnified and exaggerated. And I think that food is a huge commodity in the house at the moment, and I think I saw that too tonight, and I think that actually was genuine. He really just jumped in and went, oh my God, because everyone is so worried about not having food. So in answer to your question, who in heaven is being fake at the moment? I don't know if Bex and Luke are playing some kind of game. Mm. They want their AT. They keep referring to their airtime. And I find that a little bit kind of odd, because if you're just...
They keep saying that.
If you're actually forgetting that you're actually in the Big Brother house, you wouldn't be saying, talking about your AT. So those two, I would say... primarily.
There was a thing, where was it? Was it in Tonight Show? Was it yesterday when Bex was licking Luke's armpit? Did you see that, Mark? And we had a discussion on the Channel 4 forum about this. Penji says, nothing... Oh, this is harsh. Nothing that dirty mare does should come as any surprise. She has seemed to have crossed pretty much every boundary that there is, really.
No, I'm sure that there are a few more boundaries.
Oh, yeah, there's that one.
It's funny, but Luke seems very willing, doesn't he?
Oh,
very willing.
I'm surprised, because I thought Luke was...
Absolutely. I mean, he's a clean sort of chap who just commentates on wrestling matches. That's what he
does. Is that what he does?
Yeah, 3,000 people. He does.
I can imagine him being good at that, actually.
Wrestling matches, that's his thing that he does in Wigan.
I think he's enjoying that as well.
I think he's enjoying the attention. I don't think he gets probably much female attention.
Well, I thought Luke was a homosexual. I'm going to say it. There's my cards on the
really?
Table. I thought Luke was a homosexual, yes.
He might be.
He's a young man, you know. Gino says
she's
about...
She's quite broody.
Says about the... I'm moving away from libel now. About the armpit licking. In my opinion, that girl will do anything for more airtime. Big Brother would do us all a favour and give the other more interesting housemates a chance. But she's good fun to watch. It's that. Yeah. What do you think of Bex, Mark? Oh, I've turned your fader down. Mark, I do apologise. I turned your fader down. Away you go, sir.
All right, fader. Turn me back up again.
Yeah, you're back up. Go on. Yes.
Right, I don't like Rebecca and I don't like Luke. I think it's an act and it's cheesy, it's seedy and it's kind of funny, but I just find them really, really, really fake. I want Darnell and I want Mohammed to stay in this week because I think they're really decent guys and I want Bex out.
Mark,
I like it three times, very good.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah,
everywhere.
I'm warming to Darnell and Mo just because they are going mental. They are. The thing when Mo was winking at Dale and going, come on in, you want some? Come over here, come on in, you want some? It was a bit weird.
Cheeky chap.
Cabin fever.
Okay, listen, dear listener, 0871 200 1048. Mohammed, Darnell and Bex are up for nomination. Who do you think will go on Friday? Is Dale a good head of house? And were Mo and Kat right to jump the fence? 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary. And from mobiles will cost considerably more.
Earlier on tonight, we spoke to Big Brother's very own mentalist psychic, Sally, to ask her what's next for you, Belinda.
Okay, go. Oh.
And she came up with some good news. So
okay,
have a listen.
Go.
Have
yep.
a listen.
Okay.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Hello, everyone. It's Sally Morgan here, star psychic. I'm looking at this wonderful picture of Belinda, who was evicted last week. And do you know, I've got some good news for you, Belinda, because I actually think, now don't laugh at this, everyone. I think Belinda could get a record contract. Okay, it may only be a one record contract, but I think there is some person out there who's perhaps got more money than sense, sorry Belinda, that is going to release a record for you. So good news for you, Belinda.
You're nodding there, Belinda.
Well, I thought you'd see. Well, I used to sing many, many years ago. I mean, I still do now, but I used to sing for money many years ago.
Right.
If it comes to me.
Has anyone approached you yet?
No.
No.
Harley Street Specialist has actually approached me, I believe. The production team of Big Brother have told me to cure my snoring.
Oh, right.
Well, you've sold
nice.
That now. We're Tiger Mom.
Absolutely.
You might as well get a freebie. You know?
No, it's laser. It would be laser, wouldn't it?
Right.
Lasered up my nose.
Oh, right. No.
Or the back of your throat, isn't it?
Oh,
I don't know. I'm probably putting all the all
maybe
Harley
not,
Streets.
Then. Maybe not.
No, I don't.
Oh,
think
I watched very quickly. I watched 10 Years Younger early on today.
So
that woman's teeth.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I was just thinking about that, but I thought we shouldn't necessarily talk about that.
What happened to her teeth?
She had three teeth left in her face. One was like a twig. Oh, it was horrible.
Do you know what? I got quite emotional when she got sorted out.
She looked quite fit. I would. Oh, it's time for me to press this.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Do you like hospital food? Hey.
You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears, only on channel4.com/Big Brother.
0871 200 1048. It's Big Brother's Big Ears. Still loads more to talk about on nomination day in Big Brother. But first, Gemma, what's been going on in the forums this week?
On the text, We've got a text in, right?
Okay.
Not quite forums yet. It's Chris from Cornwall, and he says, I think Rebecca should go on Friday. She is just a disgusting person and very nasty to Rex behind his back. They're nice to his face. She is false.
Interesting.
The whole thing when she cut her finger today, you missed this because you were travelling. Yeah, she cut her finger in a swimming pool. We couldn't see the wound.
She was going mental.
She had her arm in a sling.
Really?
An arm in a sling for a cut finger on the swimming pool?
A teeny weeny weeny cut that you couldn't even see.
Someone was getting a plaster. Don't put that thing on me. It's a plaster.
She knows it though because she always has like that sneaky little smile, you know?
Yes.
It's all good fun to just be well over
it's
the top.
Attention seeking and do you know what? It sort of makes good TV, but I'm bored of the actor.
I know what you mean.
I'm bored of it.
I want to see Darnell and Mo grow. You're kind of addicted as well, you know?
I'm not addicted. Let's say last night when she was running around in the garden with her boobs out, I turned over. I thought it was the last five minutes. Yeah. I've seen that, but I don't want to see it again.
Right, I've got some forum bits and bobs.
Okay.
Has Rex joined Team Nasty or has he gone undercover to make Team Nice stronger? That's the subject. And Rollerball 1961 says, Rex is in Team Rex. He does not give a toss for anyone but himself.
I agree.
He will be the same next week.
The chat you had with Rex when he was going, oh, it's my job is to make people hate me.
Yes.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did. He wants to go home. And he's very worried about his girlfriend not still loving him. I don't know why.
He just thinks
he may have done something wrong and that he's not going to... But he is very nasty to people.
Mm.
Very, very. And I don't quite know
is
why.
Is he actually nasty?
Oh, he is mean. You know.
Is he doing that? Do you think he's like that in real life outside of the house? Or is he doing that in there just to get booted out or to cause a reaction? Or do he like... I get the impression he likes... just winding people up and then watching what happens.
Maybe so, but then that's not a terribly decent, honourable personality trait, is it?
No, not at all.
I said to him, why is he in the Big Brother house? Why does he come in? And he said, well, he wants time to think about his life because he does have so much, but he wanted to see if he could just...
He said it was like a challenge to rethink. A personal challenge.
Go on a mountain for three months.
You could go on a retreat.
It's true, actually.
Kibbutz, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Go on, be a yogic.
Chickpea Bucket. That's a very interesting forum username.
Yes.
Chickpea Bucket. Says Rex looks after Rex.
Oh,
that's it. I think that's the general.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care about anyone else.
I know, and with all his lovely bling that he's wearing.
He's got terrible clothes. You said this. You want to take him shopping and buy some new clothes,
Gemma?
Oh,
please, Rex. Rex.
The worst clothes.
When we get Rex in the studio,
really?
I'm going to say to him. Get rid of those minging hoodies.
But you know, it's got Newmark studded in rhinestones on the back. It's his name. So some designer.
I'm not into it.
It's all too much.
It's
glitz,
too
glitz,
much.
Glitz. Too much. Too much. Too much.
Mm. Oh, his clothes are awful. I bet you don't say it.
No, he's got.
I bet you I do.
Bet you a fiver you bottle it.
Okay, here you go.
He's got a million. $1,000 on his ring or finger, and $2,000 on here, and.
He's very rich. Comes from rich.
Oh, very
stock,
rich.
Yeah,
the BBLB were actually saying that his house is a castle. He has a turret.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Turret.
What is with Dale's stripy hat? Why do I hate it so much? Budski asks.
Oh, his stupid beanie that he wears.
It's because he doesn't have time to wash his hair, so he needs to make sure that he covers it. That's why he has it.
So it's practicality.
Oh, yep.
Jenny12 says, the hat is cool. What are you on about? Like my voice.
Yeah, I did like your voice there.
Very good, excellent.
You're a theatre teacher, aren't you?
Yes, I thought it was very good. Very good diction.
Mm. 56 says, it's what's underneath that's a bit offensive. Dimwit Dale.
Oh, you really think
he's quite clever, you were saying?
Well, as I said, Schrodinger's cat and all sorts of interesting things about psychology, so he's not that stupid. I had lots of lovely chats with him in the bathroom.
BB Bout says, he must think the hat makes him look good. His hanging bottom lip gets on my nerves. He is a bit of a...
Oh, do you think?
Of a sulker. Look at... Like, he
I just think he's absolutely paranoid at the moment.
0871 210-48, the last 12 minutes of the show. Gemma, it's time for...
It's big up time! Are we going big up now? All
right. I'm pressing the button five times in a row. Jeez!
I'm just double checking. Okay, I've got some big up questions for you. They're questions that we get from our website every week, and I'd like you to answer them.
Belinda.
In song.
In song?
Are you up for it, Belinda?
I'm always up for everything.
Okay.
Anything is possible.
She's not asked you a question yet.
Can I stick to you, Ian and Gemma?
All right then.
Okay. Here we go. From James, what do you think of Katarea? Fake or real?
Katarea! She is a player, maybe.
Oh.
But I may be mistaken, and she may awaken our thoughts with her cookie power. I'm not sure that she's so dour. That's not good.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Who's going well
from Robin in Manchester. Belinda, you were robbed.
Robbed?
Yeah. Two questions. Who is your favourite drum and bass act?
Drum and bass. DJ Hype.
DJ Hype. Sing it.
I can't sing DJ Hype.
DJ Pendulum. Hype.
Okay, Pendulum's quite good. I like Paint Your Colours Against the Wall. Do you know that? Na, 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 na.
Woo!
Okay.
Bigger! Will You Adopt Me from Robin in Manchester, not me.
Oh, that's nice.
Really? Robin, I have two sons, but if you're very lovely and yes, maybe.
You're just shouting them now, Belinda.
Sorry.
You're just shouting
okay,
them.
Okay, Robin.
How old are your sons?
I will adopt you.
That's better.
My sons are 21 and 17. I don't always scream, you see.
How do they feel about you being in the house?
Well, my big son is actually doing a mechanical engineering master's at Exeter University in mechanical engineering, and therefore is not really interested.
Oh.
And my other son is going to work in musical theatre and is actually loving it.
Cool.
So there you go.
Anyway, back to the bigger.
Bigger!
From Becky. Hi, Belinda. If you were casting for a Big Brother play, who would you cast as the hero and who would you cast as the villain?
Oh, I like the question. Okay, I think...
It's a good question.
The hero will be... who would be the hero? Let me think. Well, I would say that... Oh, my God, I'm being stalling here, aren't I? Stuart, maybe, as a hero, big and strong. And the heroine, I think it would have to be me. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-wee, ba-ba-ba-wee.
Do you know what? That's as much of that as I can stand. Bless you, Belinda, for being a good sport. Still to come. Oh, by the way, 0871.
We've got another big up.
No, we haven't. 0871 200.
Enough, no more.
1048.
It wasn't as sweet as it was before.
Still to come. Yes. We hear from Big Brother's funny man, Michael McIntyre, right after this.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
Big Brother. Sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Do you like hospital food, eh?
So scary, but so sexy at the same time. Now, Michael McIntyre cast his eye over what's happening inside the Big Brother house every week on telly. And now he's on Big Ears. That's us. Here he is offering his thoughts on the latest household happenings. And in this package, he does a very good impression of Sarah.
But what does it really say?
Funny.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Hello, I'm in the, this is like the hub of everything. Everything gets controlled from here. And that Welsh girl is in the diary room, you can see, and she's chatting. And I can't hear a word she's saying, so it would be wrong for me to comment, but I'm 100% sure it's boring. I think it was May Soon that actually nominated her, and her reason was, she's a bit boring, but the only thing I know about her is that she likes grapes. So take grapes out of the equation and really you have nothing. At the end of the day, I like a bit of grapes, you know, and I just want to be happy. And so what if people think I'm boring? That's just because I am boring. But I'm not all boring. I've got some interesting parts of me. For example, I like both green grapes and red grapes. And also, I will tolerate pipped grapes. Now you've got Lisa, and it turns out she's insane, okay? This obviously insane person. My first real hint of it was when Mario was leaving and she went, it's the universe. Mario, it's the universe. The universe has called you. And then her next little revelation into her thinking that there's more going on in life was when Belinda was talking about Roswell and the aliens that were found there and kept there, and she was educating the house on this. Lisa says, I've seen a green man. I was heavily intoxicated, and I saw a green man. Okay, right, you were probably crossing the road at the time. Right before the green man, did you see a red man, Lisa? So Rex I actually like him. I'm sorry, I don't like him as a person. The thought of actually talking to him in real life makes me feel uncomfortable. He's continuing to show off to the most hilarious degree, whereas Sarah's going, so, do you have like, how many mobile phones have you got? And because she keeps saying, I can't believe he's so rich and he's such an amazing chef. She's the only one falling for it. And he's still in the house. I don't even know why he's here. Yeah, I don't know why I'm here either. I could do anything I want. I'm an executive, everything. And she's like, how many phones have you got? Yeah, I've basically got three phones. I've got one phone for the morning, and then I've got another phone for the afternoon. I bet I go through about 19 phones a month. He said that when a phone runs out of batteries, I just bin it. Now, Mike is having a terrible problem in the house because he's very sensitive to sounds because he doesn't know when they're coming. So you'll notice with Mike is that he's often got his hands over his ears as if to say, please don't frighten me. And it's constantly happening that people are shouting, no. So basically, you've got a man who's blind. He doesn't even want to hear. That's how bad the Big Brother house is.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Very quickly, speaking of Mikey, I guess we'll sit in tomorrow's show. Again, they showed it on Little Brother. There's a task where him and Mo are in a room with like 270 clocks and there are two of the alarm clocks are going off and they have to spot them. And they walk in, and this is quite visual, they walk in and Mikey freezes and he goes, it's over there! it's a brilliant clip. He becomes like Super Mikey. It's very, very cool.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea. I have to say, clap Big Brother for doing tasks that Mikey could do because it is, you know, we have eyes, don't we? And Mikey doesn't. So I just think it's commendable that they've...
And also tasks that shut him up for a bit as well because he does bang on a bit, doesn't he? Fair play.
I know.
Talking of visual stunts, tell us about your... Visual stunts.
Stunts, yes.
Tell us about your Big Brother Little Brother appearance today.
Oh, yeah, it was weird. I very quickly, because we want Melinda to do something in a second. But I was on there doing this thing about talking about Zorses, which is a cross between zebra and horses. I don't know why.
Oh, right.
Then there was a VT of you. 10 seconds to go in the VT, they went, Ian, you're in the next bit now. I went, no, we hadn't rehearsed it. Yeah, no, you're doing the next bit now, quick. So if you've watched it or you've got it on your Sky Plus, go and watch it, because the last 3 minutes, it's George and Zazie doing a piece superbly, as they do, and me just stood there going, just looking. And I actually say to Zazie at one point, what am I doing here?
Well, what do they want you to do?
They wanted me to be funny, but
So what did you do?
I bounced.
He just bounced up and down.
I bounced up and down.
Did you?
Yeah, so I bounced up and down, a bit like a knob.
And we are still here with Belinda. She's been answering your questions all night. But Ian and I have a special request for you, Belinda.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we
do. Not many people know this, but right before you entered the Big Brother house, you did a press conference for the UK media. Where they asked you loads of questions about your life.
Mm.
In that press conference, you delivered one of the greatest raps known to man. And we want to hear it right now for the Big Ears Massive.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
What, check it on the mic and the microphone blaster. Hit it where I go and I'm getting there faster. I'm a street wise, gonna aim get wiser. I'm a losing hope, but this is a reminder.
Brah, brah, brah.
Was that the one?
What's
I thought it's about being fat.
Oh, that! Fat! 130 stone, what makes us prone to chips or chops, loss or loveless life, strife, sadness or grief, substance to protect us from morality, living as sick size to taught in morality, hide our sorrow, wake up tomorrow, get on the scales to find we have not lost an ounce or pound, check. Do be sure, when I see my size, I realise, wait, watches won't be pleased with me, I met too many in chocolate bars in prison in fat jail, cells that hold my body much together, whether I'm clever or not, I squeeze into a size 18 that doesn't fit, shit, kid myself not, the beauty of woman, I fantasise slicing squidge off my thighs, shape has become political, it has been critical, the tyranny of cellulose, we possess the positive foundations to achieve deep social change. Potential is enormous. Fat size people get one. In big size, when we go on PC, kick ass, I'm a deep bitchy, can't do that. It goes on and on and on.
You're like the English vanilla rice.
Am I?
Yeah, that was brilliant, man.
Thank you.
You're like, when I remember being a kid and there was a guy on Record Breakers who could do To Be or Not to Be in like 3 seconds.
Really? Because I take part in poetry slams. Very speed, very fast.
Slam
3 minutes.
Off. Yeah, oh man. I'd like, ooh.
That's why.
Have you done that as
round
well?
Applause, man. That was excellent. No, I've not. I can barely string a sentence together.
I'm speechless. Oh, that was amazing.
Got to press this way quickly.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Because they pay them's bills. Have we got any more callers, producer? We've got Rob. Hello, Rob.
Belinda.
Hello, Rob.
How are you, my angel?
Oh, I'm your angel. Flutter by your bedside or some other place, by your coffee
pot.
Yeah,
you know it.
Talk to me.
I've got a question for you, my theatre honey.
Go on the theatre honey, darling. Love it.
Little bit of celebrity now. Are you going to stay on stage or are you going to go for the old TV work? Ian can't get on telly, so don't let him sway you that way.
Really? Okay, well, as I do lots of theatre anyway, I'm going to carry on doing my theatre that I do.
He goes, let's do Ghostbusters instead. It's more fun. Come on. alone. Go on, Linda. It's more fun.
Ghostbusters. Oh, that's very lovely.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
My
thank
list
you,
Rob. Better than yours, boy.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Yeah, cut him off.
Bye,
yes.
Fandango. Yeah.
Bye, Rob.
Fandango.
Thanks
love
for
you.
Calling.
Cut him off, Dan. Sorry, Belinda.
It's all right. Interesting man, Rob.
Very, very dull man. Luckily, that was, you know, it could
just
have been
a moment.
So
a moment, yes.
Sorry, Jerry.
So we don't have much time left tonight. Just long enough to ask.
Who's going to win Big Brother this year, Belinda?
Oh, can I say everybody? No, I can't.
No,
I can't. I've got to commit.
Not who you want to win. Who you think is going to win.
I mustn't be like Rachel. I mustn't sit on the fence. Okay, let me think.
Come on, you must have thought about this loads. Come on, you know.
I said Dale when Davina asked me a week ago, and now I'm changing and I'm not sure. I think that Lisa...
Do you think she can win it?
I think that'll
be great. We want Lisa.
I think so. Shall I tell you? No, she's a lovely woman, and she's been absolutely sound there, as using Dale's word. And I think she has a really good chance. And it'd be nice to have someone who's older win for a change, because I think that would be great.
That would be great.
Someone approaching 60, it would be fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
Belinda, hey, listen, thank you very much. We've got time for
Cheers.
Belinda. Thank you for coming. It's very nice
Pleasure.
To meet you.
We're
absolutely
thank
delighted.
You.
Thank you to everyone who got in touch tonight, apart from the call at the end because he was an idiot. Join us on Friday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth.
We're here every Tuesday and Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you miss on any of the shows, you can check out the podcast online. You can subscribe on iTunes so that it downloads direct to your desktop. For now, get your telly on and you can watch Big Brother live throughout the night. See you next time. Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you,
Belinda. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.